Hello, darling.
Hello,
He is
Teta.
teasing you.
Yes.
I think he is having a little joke with you.
Yes, sir.
And yet, behind what he says sometimes when
yes.
he jokes,
yes.
often there is a great deal of sense,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
Sometimes he wraps it up. Is that what he says?
Yes, that's right.
But I think what he says is true. There is a picture that is very reminiscent of me
yes.
in the National Portrait Gallery.
Yes. You're perfectly right.
It
yes.
might be interesting if it were a bad day to go and have a look. Huh?
Yes, yes, certainly.
Just to wander around.
Because in that book in Lucrezia, I have read that there are many famous galleries with pictures of Lucrezia by different artists. And there is one in Stockholm.
In Stockholm?
Yes, in the National Gallery in Stockholm.
Ah, yeah. You should go.
Yes, darling. And there is one in
Skansen.
In Pradio Museum.
Do you remember Skansen?
Yes, darling, I do.
That is a long time ago.
Yes, long time back.
It is very nice
it
there.
It is still there.
Very much the same. Huh?
Yes, very much the same.
Of there course. Are so many aspects of old Sweden.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. I come and talk to you and I think to myself, when you have gone, what have I said, you know?
No, darling.
I think I ought to say so much more.
No, darling.
I sometimes think that I leave so many things unsaid. I don't think it is always possible to get over everything, obviously, but I sometimes think there's so many things.
Perhaps.
All I feel I ever want to keep saying to you is I love you.
Yes,
and that doesn't prove anything.
No.
Except in that I love you, perhaps. But
I feel it, darling.
I know.
I feel your love.
Of course, it is because you have this, we have this together, this
yes.
wonderful thing,
yes.
and that makes it so possible. Other poor people, sometimes when they come,
yes.
I don't know. I think sometimes they are not deeply involved, you know?
No.
I think to have contact like we have,
yeah.
you have to have a deep, abiding love, you know?
Exactly. Yes. And you have no idea how it almost puts new life into me, you know. And
it helps.
Yes, and I feel I can go on a little longer and try a little more and more. And
well, it is necessary.
Yes, darling.
To go on a
yes.
little longer.
Yes.
Everyone has to wait
yes.
until the time.
Yes.
And most people dread it.
Yes.
But you do not dread
no,
it.
No, I don't.
No, you are looking forward to
it. I wish it was tomorrow, but I know it won't be.
No. I have such hope in my heart for the future.
Do you know, some time ago you told me at university they would give me some special work, you see?
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I didn't know what you meant. And then, you know, when they asked me to continue, the director said to me, I have a special work for you, which nobody else can do. It requires great patience, you see. And it was something nobody wanted to do or liked to do. So I said, do you know, this may take many years for me to complete. Do you think I will live for it to complete? Oh, yes, he said, you will live to 90. You are not going
to 90?
He said that.
Goodness me.
So I said, well, I'll begin, but I hope I complete it before my time is out. And but I thought of your words when you said there'll be something they will give you to do, which is unusual. And it has come, right? I love to hear from you things like that, you know, when you say something that is going to happen. And at the time, I had no idea what that new work would be.
No.
And
well, I don't know. And you don't mind. You enjoy it.
Yes, I do. And of course, I like the way they appreciate it. That, but
they don't want you to leave.
No, they don't. And
they are very good.
And they know this man has infinite
pension. But I suppose if you leave, they will pay you a pension.
Yes, darling, they will. Yes. But I don't want to have a pension if I can work, darling.
No.
No. Because I always wish that...
You still have the blue slippers.
What, darling?
the blue slippers?
Blue socks, you mean?
Slippers.
No.
Shoes.
Yes, I have, at home.
That's what I mean.
Huh?
That is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There they all are, all in a row.
No, darling, you see, the trouble is that they are flat, they are inclined to make my foot flat, you see?
I'm talking about my things.
Oh, your things. Ah, yes, yes, yes. They're all... Darling,
Don't what?
Don't think of that. I have put them so nicely, as if they were in...
No. I am just saying that you have got all my things neatly set out.
Yes, yes.
Just as if I was coming in the room.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I have.
They help you, perhaps, in a way.
Yes, it has been in so many ways.
But you know, you live so much in the past.
But, darling, I can't help it. That gives me the strength.
All right, I'm not complaining.
No.
But it is the present and the future in particular that matters.
Darling.
The time when we shall be together.
But that will come automatically.
Or eventually.
Then I won't look at the fact.
No, then what will happen to all those things? Huh?
Oh, well, darling, that one can forget. Because then...
The things themselves have no meaning, no purpose.
But because...
Sometimes one thinks that perhaps they could be of use. No?
Yeah.
Perhaps when I am here, when you are here with me, then someone will use them.
Yes.
You won't mind.
No. When I'm with you, then I don't mind. It's only because I'm alone that I feel I need them. You know, you have done so many things for me. You have sown so many things. And when I use them, you come so near me.
I know. Now we are getting sentimental.
When you amended things.
I said we are getting sentimental.
Well, darling,
we must not become sentimental. We must be happy and cheerful and be grateful, as indeed we both are, for the knowledge and the realization that we have. We must think of the coming years, the future.
But when you're sentimental, you're happy.
Are you happy when you're sentimental?
Very, very happy, darling.
Oh, well.
I'm very happy.
I'm too, but I think more now of when you are here. I do not think so much of past things.
No.
Only when I come to you, because it means a great deal. I think, of course, of the past, but it is the future.
What life would be without love and sentiment?
Aren't we?
I know. Yes. This is wonderful. But, of course, not everybody has got that appreciation. They only think for the moment.
The other day you were talking about Mallorca.
Yes, sir.
Mallorca.
Do you remember how we walked in the marketplace?
Of course I remember in the marketplace.
And I said, we'll come here again someday.
If I remember rightly, I think I buy a basket.
Huh?
Did I not buy a basket?
I forget now, but we looked at so many...
Many things.
...things that day.
They were happy times.
Oh, yes, darling.
We were very thrilled and happy.
You know,
it was...
Yes. And now I have no desire to go anywhere alone, darling.
Only come to London to talk to you.
Really? I don't want to. For one thing, I don't like to leave home alone.
I would like very much one day, perhaps, that we could talk together in the flat.
Yes, darling.
This is what I am most anxious to do.
I think
we shall be able to do something of that nature.
That would
I think
me.
Later... I still have confidence, you know, that this will be possible.
I will pray to God every day.
I hope so.
And I pray that He may grant you the privilege of the voice box in our home.
That would be marvelous.
Yes.
I would like it very much.
Yes.
To be able
and
to
I
come
would
and
say
talk
that
to you.
Then I would help other people, like Leslie is doing too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leslie is getting tired and...
Well, I suppose. It is natural. Every day, seeing people.
Yes.
I suppose he gets very tired, you know. It must take a great deal of energy and vitality, you know. It is so wonderful to be able to talk to each other, but there must be some stress, you know, and strain for him.
Yes.
But we are very grateful.
Yes, darling. We can't thank you enough.
And I'm sure there are thousands of people like us who are very grateful on both sides, you know.
Yes, darling.
It is a marvelous thing.
Yes. And I urge him that he must go to Majorca or some such place where he can recharge himself from nature, you know.
Uh-huh.
And although he has got a charming house and surroundings, one must be with nature and sea and sun and fresh air.
I think it would be good for him to go somewhere peaceful, quiet.
Yes.
But I suppose he finds it very difficult with people but wanting to be helped.
But in the season, for instance now, all those places are so crowded that he wouldn't enjoy it. But in the winter, say in January, February, after the New Year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I hope for his sake he will have a rest. You know?
And
I think it is very important to recuperate, you know.
And
energy is taken and it has to be replaced.
Yes. And he is much younger than me and he should remain young.
Because you are 70 what now?
Hmm?
You are 74, is it?
72, darling.
72?
73 next March.
Next March. I was not sure. Could not remember whether it was 73 or 4.
I was born in 1900.
1900.
Yes, so the...
Oh,
so the year...
The turn of the century, huh?
Yes, that's right. Exactly. So you can count from there. But at the university, everyone says, oh, you look 20 years younger. Tell us what you do, how you eat, how you live. But I said, it will be no use if I tell you, because you wouldn't do it.
No.
I tell them, if I tell you not to drink coffee, you think your world may come to an end. If I tell you not to eat meat, I say your world will never come to an end.
No.
Yes, but in Sweden, you know, people eat wrong food and...
But perhaps for them it is all right.
Yes.
That is what they want.
Yes.
But you, now you seem to have so many natural foods.
Yes, I do, and I have that carrot juice as you...
I know. That is very good.
Very good, darling. Absolutely. And
how tidy you keep the kitchen.
What is it?
How tidy you keep the kitchen.
Yes, darling. I learned from you.
Everything is always neat
and tidy. I always feel when I'm working there that my hands are... in yours.
That is true.
Absolutely.
In many respects, you know.
Yes.
I impress you sometimes.
Yes, I feel it.
And guide your hand.
Yes, I absolutely feel it when I'm in that little room. And I talk to you almost every day there. And I thank you sometimes for a lovely meal. And do you know, you talk, I don't eat enough. Yesterday I weighed myself. And I was 94 kilos, which is too much for me.
How much?
I'm 94 kilos. And you say I don't eat enough.
You are getting heavy.
Yes, darling.
And you're putting a little weight on.
Yes, you see, I remember I used to be around about 80, 82 kilos. 10 years ago, I mean. But... yesterday, something made me go on the weighing scale just to find out how much I weighed. And I was shocked. And I had no overcoat on or nothing. Just I was in a bare suit. And I said, I've gone up so much. I must reduce.
Well, I don't think I should worry too much.
No, but I don't like to get overweight, darling.
You don't like to what?
Get overweight.
Oh, no. But you're not very much overweight.
You don't think so?
No.
So long as you can sleep well, and that I do.
But you sleep very well.
Yes, darling.
Although you're always up very early in the morning.
Yes.
You don't need an alarm clock.
No, I don't. I think you have given me that habit. You used to have an alarm clock.
I know, but you don't need it.
No.
Always automatically you wake up much the same time, do you not?
But I remember you used to wake up before the alarm clock went.
Oh, very often.
Yes.
How long ago? It's so.
It's not so long ago.
No. Not so long. But so much has happened.
Yes.
And I have learned so much. Yes. And I have... Well, I am still the same, but...
Yes.
You cannot be here without changing in a way.
No.
And I shall never change to that extent.
No.
You know, because I shall always remain, I'm sure,
yes.
as you remember me.
Yes.
But not old.
No.
You will think... But you know, I... In the picture,
yeah.
you know, there is a difference. But yes. here I am young.
Yes, like in Coral's picture.
Young.
No?
Yes, young.
Young, yes. And it is an enigma to me when you say you can, by power of thought, make yourself look old, make yourself look young. I would like you to see you always young.
You would not?
I would like to see you always young.
You would like to?
Yes.
Of course,
because,
you will.
Yes.
But you see, sometimes... When one tries to make contact, and one comes down to earth,
yes.
and one thinks of the past and
yes.
associations, you know,
yes. Yes.
and oneself in particular, of course,
yes.
What one was like,
yes.
Then one has this ability to transmit a thought force.
Yes.
I don't know how to... And then one takes on the appearance,
yes.
you know, to
yes.
some extent of the old self, you know. Mm-hmm. But this is only a temporary thing.
Yes. Yes.
When I am away from the environment
yes.
of earth
yes.
and not thinking of material
yes.
where, you know, mm. I am young.
Yes.
You know?
And I remember how warm and serene you were. And I suppose the temperament doesn't change with you, does it?
No.
You're still
no.
the same. That's nice to know. Because I love that in you so much, that atmosphere of serenity you had around you. That was wonderful.
Crowds of people are gathered here.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very interesting. Many of these people have obviously never been in contact before.
Yes.
And I'm sure that if they had the opportunity with their own people,
yes.
they would take advantage of it and communicate.
Yes.
One always feels rather sad, you know, when
yes.
one realizes there are so many people
mm.
who have no idea of this.
No.
Who have no contact, no way of knowing, you know.
Yes. But
there must be many people on
yes.
earth who could be so helped if they could
mm.
know, you know.
But I think they have to blame religion for that.
Well, I think it is a combination of several things. I think most of the religion, people are afraid. They think
yes.
perhaps it is wrong,
yes.
even if it is possible, you know.
And of course, lack of deep love.
That, of course, is another thing.
That's another thing, yes.
And yet there are many people in your world who
yes.
do not understand this
yeah.
and yet are aware at times of the nearness of some soul.
Mm.
You know, there are many people
yes.
who are not spirit, what you call them, spiritualists,
yes.
But who are aware, you know.
Yes. Of course, you know, we used to talk about it before you passed away many times. I used to tell you about life hereafter and I'd be coming back to you. But it was just the other way about. God had planned differently.
I always look forward so much.
Huh?
I'm talking to myself, I think.
Yeah.
How stupid.
No.
I love you.
So do I, darling.
You know, it yeah. is...
I love you every moment I live in. I
think all I want is for you to be happy.
Yes,
and to... not feel sad.
No, I don't.
You
I
know.
Don't feel sad at all now. Because I, every moment that you live in my heart and I know I live in yours. And
we shall be together. That is the most important
yes,
thing.
Yes. And
when do you go back Monday?
I go back Monday, darling, but we will have a last meeting on Monday.
Monday?
Yes.
You go back in the afternoon, late
yes,
afternoon?
Yes, in the evening, darling.
In the evening.
So, Leslie has very kindly given me time for Monday also. So that will be the last time. And then we meet again in October, towards your birthday time.
How long will you come in October?
I'll come for 1 week then, darling.
Oh, dear.
Huh?
I was just thinking.
We are never far from each other.
What a pity we cannot persuade him to live in Sweden.
Ah, that would be wonderful.
then I could come and talk to you more often.
Yes.
You know, not with many months to wait.
But probably it's the language, darling. The language would be a... of course, he's happily settled in this little home, and...
we must not be selfish.
Hmm? Yes.
I say we must not be selfish.
No, naturally.
Sometimes I think perhaps we... I hope we're not selfish, but
no.
There must be so many people who would love the opportunity.
Oh, yes. I mean, of course, he is really a young man, but he, this work, you know, is picking up the energy out of him. And he must recharge that energy, darling. And he is a young man. He is not old as me, even. He has a really good long life in front of him.
All around, so many souls.
Hmm?
Mama is here today.
Who?
Mama.
Has she awakened?
She's all right now.
She's awakened?
She's fully conscious of things.
Is she? And
I don't think she will be able to speak for a while.
No, naturally not.
And the children, of course, are with us too.
No, naturally. But you talk to her about our talking together?
Still is very puzzled.
Huh?
She still is puzzled.
Is she?
It will take her yet a while before she is fully aware, you know,
yes.
of this. But eventually...
She is out of hospital then?
Oh. Now she is about and beginning to... beginning to learn.
Yes. Tell me, darling, how did you find the house you live in? I often think of that.
How did I find it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I did find it. When I became conscious, I suppose is the word, or aware, I found myself in it.
In it.
But there were several souls who were there to greet me and help me.
Uh-huh.
And it was made quite clear to me that this would be my home and eventually your home.
Uh-huh.
And it is in some ways not unlike our home.
Uh-huh.
But it is not a flat or apartment.
No.
It is like a small house.
That's
but in it there are various things which are real. They're similar to things on Earth that we were formed of, you know.
Yes.
And another thing, I don't know how to explain this.
Yes.
There is a very pretty garden.
Yes, I always dream of this garden.
But it is not a big garden, but it is very nice.
Yes.
And has many flowers and there are some trees.
Yes.
And sometimes when you come over here, that is often where we are.
Uh-huh.
In this very attractive garden.
Yeah.
And there is a little stream, like water stream, you know, at the bottom.
Yes.
You know, I think when on Earth we would have liked a little house.
Yes. Yes.
Now we have it here.
Yes. Because...
it is like a community, thousands of little homes and places. And of course there are vast buildings too.
Yes.
And as I think I have told you, I sometimes go to some of these concerts and listen to wonderful music. And some of the composers who were wonderful on Earth still compose here new works, you know.
Mm.
No one ceases to find something of interest to do, something worthwhile, something that is elevating, something that is of interest to others and helpful.
Yes.
Here, many people find for the first time that they can achieve certain things or perhaps do things they were not able to do on Earth.
Of course, you see.
There are not the limitations.
No, and they are free from material cares. They haven't to feed themselves.
No.
They haven't to keep themselves clean, and they haven't got to do any washing or cooking or anything of that sort. So they are much more...
leisure.
Yes.
Much more able to enter into things
exactly.
of interest, things
that
matter.
They can have a more free mental life. Than on Earth, because here, very often, you have to sort of clear yourself of material cares to be able to enjoy that mental life. And it is not always easy. For instance, I was talking about promenade concerts. I'm passionately fond of those promenade concerts.
Why don't you go?
Listen, but I hear them in Sweden, darling.
I know, but it would be nice to be present just once.
But
of
course, I don't know if I can get a ticket. No? You see, they are all booked up ahead.
But I think, you know, you are happiest when you are on your own.
Yes, darling.
Just with your thoughts, your memories.
Yes, exactly.
And the music.
Yes.
And I think this is for you the right thing.
And
I think now it is better that way, rather than be with a crowd of people.
Yes, I don't like the crowds.
No.
And this promenade concert comes through so clear, as if I was there. And they had direct broadcasts from Albert Hall. And so I shall be listening to them every time, so I will be with you then. They'll be broadcast from this month, almost every week.
You are coming tomorrow?
Yes, darling, I'm coming tomorrow.
Good.
Yes,
I shall look forward to that.
Yes.
Tomorrow and when else?
And Monday.
Monday?
Yes, tomorrow is Friday.
2 days you miss, huh?
Friday. Saturday and Sunday. Leslie doesn't work on
Oh, I see. Oh, we must not be Sunday.
Yes.
I so, see you tomorrow.
Yes.
I have to go.
And then
my love for
then
you.
Then we'll meet Monday. I give
see you tomorrow.
Darling, I give you a big, big hug and kiss.
My love to you.
Yes. I love you, darling. And give my love to Peter and Sylvia.
I must let them speak to you.
Ah.
Oh, tomorrow I must do
yes,
that.
I love them very much, darling. God bless you.
You know, she's very lovely.
Yes.
And she looks forward to it so much, the same as you do.
Yes.
And tomorrow you're coming again, are
yes.
you?
Yes, dear.
Oh, well, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yes, miss.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love.